Why I Bother to Be a Human Being. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Why I Bother to Be a Human Being. Well, I bother to be a human being because that's the choice I had made, have made, am making, being here on this planet Earth. I have chosen to be in a human relationship on a human planet and being a human being. That's what I have chosen to be. Now, are there other beings on planet Earth who are not human beings? Oh, yes. By the score. And more. There are people. There are people. There are expressions on this planet that are not human. Now, a stone, a fish, a bird, a dog, all these things are not human. They are what they are. The air, the ground, the flowers, the trees, the plants, all these things are not human. And they are whatever they are. Now, if I can make a presumption that whatever created all these things is in all these things, and whatever created all these things created them to be whatever they are. The plants to be a plant, the tree, bird, the bird, the dog, the man. Now, can I be anything different? Oh, we try to make changes in the hormones and so forth of people and things and change them so that they are something that we think to our betterment. And we make these changes, and we have not changed the basic structure of the object. No matter what we do, no matter how much we try to make a robot out of man, man will always be a man. Because the man has the consciousness of the soul in him, that we like to call the soul. The soul is that awareness of his divinity as the divine. Now, animals may have a soul in them too, of their awareness of the divinity of the divine, because they're divine too. Dogs and cats may have the same thing, but we're not really consciously aware of it yet. One day we may be aware, but it's not really important. Ours is to do one thing. I've chosen to be a human being to act like a human being. Now, a human being cares. A human being is sensitive. A human being responds to all of its creation, and a human being created all these things that you see here on Earth, all these things that I see and that I am. A human being created it. And we created it because we wanted to have an interaction with it. We wanted to have the opportunity to see how it revealed itself on this planet Earth in this dimension of life. And as we do that, that's why we're a human being. We're a human being because we want to act like what we think a human being is. Now, one big problem that all of us have, and that big problem is that all of us are divine, whether we like it or not. All of us are the creator of our universe, every segment of it. All of us put ourselves in whatever we create. We create a dog, a cat, a mouse. We create a house. We create a plant. We create another person. Another person? I thought each individual was their own creator. That's right. Well, the other person creates himself in my world, and I create them in my world, and therefore they're in my world. Now, someone may create themselves in my world, and I may not create them in my world. I may create them out of my world. And as I create them out of my world, they are not having an active participation in my world. They just are not really there. I have no awareness of them, no paying attention to them. Just as I have no awareness of the smallest portion of the cells of my body. When I look at my skin, realizing how grand and how glorious and how big it is and how many cells are in that skin, I'm not aware of even the tiniest segment of portion of the cells in my skin and my body. Well, what is it? Why is it? Why do I bother being a human being? Well, I bother being a human being because that's a game that I'm playing right now. I go to town and I go into a store and I pretend that store has something for sale for me. And truly, the store has something for sale for me. I walk down the aisles in the store and there's all sorts of goodies. Now, I walk up and down the aisles of these stores. Do I see everything that's there? Oh, yeah. Do I participate with everything that's there? No. Only those things that cause me to give them my attention. Only those things that I am interested in. All the other things are completely invisible to me. I do not even know they're there. They're there by the bushel. They're there by the shelf load. They're there in great abundance, and I don't even know it. This is the way we are as human beings. We have the opportunity to pick and choose. We have the opportunity to be aware of all of life or to be unaware of all of life. We have the opportunity to think that this is interesting and that's not interesting. Why did I choose to be a human being? Because I want to play the game of human being. Now, any moment I might change. Any moment I might think differently. Now, we know of many scientists who are working in the physical sciences, and they're working with animal culture, and they're studying, let's say, baboons, baboons is just as good as any other. So they're studying baboons, and they're studying how they live and where they live and how they communicate and how they feed themselves and how they are aware of what things they need in life and how they bring into their body, into their life, into their affairs, those things that are important to them. And as we study them, we are aware of how a baboon thinks. Now, we are not a baboon, but we are aware of how a baboon thinks. And so as we are aware of how this monkey-type creature thinks, we are aware of how it uses its prehensile tail. We are aware of how it uses its hands and how it uses its feet and how it climbs up trees and how it does all sorts of things. We are aware of how it chooses its food and how it does not choose other things and why it doesn't bite into a rock where it does bite into a tuber of some sort. And whatever it chooses because it finds it beneficial to it. And as we study them, we find, my, they are exceedingly intelligent. Now, we equate intelligence with the idea that it can communicate and it can get around in its society in a suitable way to it. But can it write books? Can it listen to the radio? Oh, it can listen, all right. But can it watch television and enjoy it and realize that it's only a movie and it's not something for real? Oh, it may be real where it is, but it's not real in our life. It's just something that we're watching, something that we're letting affect our thinking. Now, when we make different determinations on what is human and what is intelligent and what is real, as we do that, then we say, why are we born as human beings? Well, we're born as human beings because we are here to remember who we are. We created ourselves in this situation. We chose to be a human being, and we chose to have the experiences that a human being might normally have. Now, every human being doesn't have the same experiences. Some are rich, some are poor, some are sick, some are well, and on. The thing is, every human being makes 100,000, million, zillion, jillion different talks, different attitudes about why it's a human being. Now, we also have the opportunity to say, I'm a human being, but I am a divine human being. And we also have the opportunity to say, I am not a human being. I am a divine being solely. I am God. I am the creative cause of my universe, and I am my universe, and I say that knowingly, meaningfully, and my universe responds to me as the creator that I am of it. How wonderful, how wonderful. But why did I create myself as a human being? Because it's like I create myself playing a game of chess. I play the game for amusement. I play the game to enjoy it. I play the game to have fun. And when I'm done playing the game, then I stop playing the game. When I'm done playing the game, then I go do something else, or maybe nothing. Maybe just go to sleep, maybe just relax. And that's doing something too, you can be sure. But I chose to be a human being because I chose to play this game at this time, doing it in this way. Now, at any moment, I can change my attitude and cease to play myself as a human being. Pretend that I am a monkey. Pretend that I am a fish. Pretend that I am a little child. Pretend that I am a grandpa. Pretend that I am a husband or wife or whatever. To pretend that I am anything I pretend. And as I pretend that, then while I'm pretending it, that's what I am. Under hypnosis, we think we are a lot of things, only because that's what we are told we are. Now, is this what you want to believe? Is this what you want to know about yourself? Is this what you want to live about yourself? If it is, that's okay. Why am I a human being? Why do I want to be called a human being? Why do I bother to be a human being? Well, because it's fun. Now, if we don't make it fun, we're not doing it right. We can make it full of sorrow and sadness. We can make it full of unhappiness and anxiety and limitation. Or we can make it full of joy and happiness and abundance and life. We can make every single moment of our being a human being the happiest moment in the world. And as we make every moment that we are a human being the happiest moment in the world, then being a human being is lots of fun. But when we make moments of being a human being something that has bound us, limited us in some way, then we've taken the joy out of it. It's all our choice. We have the opportunity to go any way we want, and the way that we choose to go is indicated by the kind of life that we're living. And if you're living a happy, fulfilled, joyous life, you're living your life very nicely. If you're living a life of limitation in any way, you're living a life of misery and unhappiness, which is totally unnecessary. Totally unnecessary, and totally something that is that can be changed in a moment by just putting a different cause in motion for yourself. We have chosen to be a human being because we think it's fun. And when we're done with that game, we will choose to be a divine being, or we'll choose to be our divine self, our God self. We'll choose to be whatever we choose. And that's perfectly okay. And I say to you, I choose to be my divine self now and always, even while playing the game of a human being. And that is who I am. And that is what I am, and that is all I am. And I love it. I love it. I love it. Join me, will you? Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.